Hi.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hi. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world. And a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
All right. Welcome to Takeover Tuesday. Monsters Radio Live, interactive radio with DJ Imansa and the Monstars. Tonight is the only night you can take over our radio show to promote what you do or your company. Don't be scared, y'all, to say what you want, request what music you want to hear, and let us know what you need. Hi, I am Miss Unbelievable, and it looks like I have on the line DJ Imansa. What up, sir? How you doing?
Shit, I'm doing good. That's all I'm going to say. Get it? That's all. We're going to leave it like that. Coming to y'all live from Cancun, Imansa, representing Monstars Radio and the Monstars. Monster US Radio Live, MRL. So, yeah, I'm down here. I'm getting it in. I'm hot, man. I'm hot. I'm glad I'm not y'all right now. Let's just say that. My bad. It's just salty. My bad.
You trying to rub that in? Ain't nobody salty because, you know, it ain't that bad, but it ain't that warm either. I'm just saying.
Exactly. So I can't be mad at you. I'm petty.
Oh, okay. All right.
What's good?
I hear you got some stories for us today and tonight to tell us about your little trip, what's going on. I see you've been sharing on Facebook Live, so if y'all ain't been looking at his Facebook, he's been doing some live stuff. I can't wait to hear about it.
I don't think I've been live so much. I don't think I've been live so much. You know? But yeah, I got some stories to tell y'all. I got some stories to tell y'all. Y'all going to be like, for real, for real? Yeah, for real. I ain't playing. Yeah, but I'm going to save that for a little bit later on in the show. So make sure y'all copy the link, do something, show some support, because we get mad love down here. Yeah, I got another – I almost told y'all one of the stories that almost made me be like, what? You know me. You know me, dog. You know me.
We know.
We know you.
But right now, we about to listen to some Beyonce before I let go and get this double play in. And then we're going to come back, set it up, set it off.
See what it do.
And see what it do. All right?
Fire
it
out
there. Let's get it.
What is that?
No.
the ghost fellas. I brought the squad with me. Black on black bandanas. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana. Singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Turn around, kick them sides. Enjoy yourself to the ride.
Another Beyonce featuring Jay-Z and Childish Gambino, Move Forever. That's how we feeling today. Feel it with us. Takeover Tuesday. Double play, y'all.
My enemy pray on me, so pray for me. Tick, tick, wait on it. I'm keeping down my body count. I'm finessing like a trap bounce. Trap bounce, yeah. Cause every day above ground is a blessing. I done leveled up now, pure panoramic. None of my fears can't go where I'm headed. Had to cut them loose, now I'm loose, break the limit. Yeah, I'm about to blood on the blood on the center. They ran it down to go for go move to move. No, no, center. You can dim my life. So when we walk up in the club, towers going up, then we can look up in the sky. Since we cry, let us know that we alive. Yeah, yeah. It give me goosebumps every time I throw up my diamonds. Together we big time, and don't make me have to remind ya. I got my cup up to the heavens. Another night I won't remember. I promise this my move forever. I promise this my move forever, ever.
In Madiba Suite, like Mandela, bumping fella on the Puma chest. Like we from Lagos, man, Samusa reincarnated. We on our levels, that's a Billy, 1,000 milli. First one to see a B out these housing buildings. I be feeling like Prince in 84, Mike in 79, Biggie in 97, 94, Nas, Ali, Kumbaya, no Kumbaya, just give me the sommelier. I'm on Latage, helmet, on a jet ski. You know the vibes hit my head, forget I'm me. Oh my God, without the God in the XY, I'm afraid the whole game will be colonized. The marathon will be televised for NIP. The true kings don't die, we multiply.
I'm so unbothered, y'all be so pressed while I'm raising daughters, sons of empires, y'all make me chuckle, stay in your struggle, crystal blue water, pina colada in, you stay Ramada in, my baby father, bloodline Rwanda, why would you try me, why would you bother, I am Beyonce, Giselle Nokada, I am the Nala, the Naruba, Oshun Quinchiba, I am the mother, honk on my gold chain, I saw my whole chain, I be like so cool, I am a whole mood, when we walk up in the club, I need the sirens going off, and we can look up to the sky, and since we cry, let us know that we alive, yeah, yeah, I give them goosebumps every time, I throw up my diamonds, together we big time, and the children are our reminder, I got my cup up to the heavens, another night I won't remember, I promise this my move forever, I promise this my move forever, forever.
Get down now.
mama forever, forever and ever.
Yeah, we back. Takeover Tuesday. Got the Monstars with us. DJ Monster. And we got Jazzy B. What up, Jazzy?
What's up, what's up, what's up?
How you doing?
Ooh, I'm doing. I am definitely doing.
Okay. Well, we are back.
I'm here. I'm here.
Can you hear?
Huh?
All right, we all here. What's up? What's up? Okay, y'all.
Hey, Mom.
What's up? I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I just got done eating. You know what I mean? Get my little skinny fat boy on. So I'm feeling good right now. You know, we on our podcast. And life can't be better for me right now. I'm just saying, had a hell of a day. Hell of a day. How was y'all day?
You know, I had to show them kids that yes, I am a basketball coach, and I had to, you know, run the kids, hurt me and all. You know what I'm saying? Had to put it on the court.
Oh.
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Okay.
And Jazz,
mm-hmm.
You know? What about you, Jazz? How was your day?
Hello. I'm alive.
That's always good. That's always good.
Do I sense a little snotty nose over there? Are you getting sick or something?
Yes.
I'm a little under the weather, but I'm here, though.
Uh-oh. You better be careful. They're going to come get your ass and lock you up. Say you got that Corvino virus or you got Carlo virus,
Hell no.
You got that Carlo.
Not the coronavirus. The coronavirus. The corona.
Okay. Corona.
Oh,
drink a Budweiser. You'll
corona.
Be all right.
They come on my stealth suits. I'm shooting. I ain't answering no questions.
Right. Did y'all see that? What
right.
They got with that whole plane of people? That whole plane,
yeah.
Though. The whole plane scared right now. I got to come home.
Mm.
What the hell going
well,
on?
You better put a mask on.
I had to Google it because I had no idea what was going on. I was like, what the fuck is the coronavirus? Oh, yeah. Nah, I ain't got that shit.
See, you know what I thought it was? See, I thought they was playing. See, if y'all ever seen Blade or what's that other movie with the vampires? Underworld, something. You know what I'm saying? With the lady vampire. If you watch that, there's a dude in there named Corvino. He a virus, and he turned people into vampires.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, what virus is this? The Corvino? We turning people turning into vampires? What's going on? But I guess it's something
it's
else.
It's a virus. I'm telling you, it's a virus that was made up by the government, the Chinese government. This isn't that is just something new. This is something that they manufactured in the lab. Okay?
It's unbelievable.
Y'all
the
remember?
Same thing. I said, dang, they come out with a different virus every week.
Absolutely.
Where did
all
this shit come from?
Because
this shit wasn't around when we were younger.
Right. But y'all remember the book of The Stand? He was that one who Stephen King, who wrote books, and he talked about a virus that came that was manufactured that, you know, killed all the people and different things like that. Have y'all read that book?
Yeah. I haven't read
it,
but I've heard
it. Is it scary?
It is scary, but it's
no,
it's
I didn't
like,
see it. No, it, no, I was
I'm
a punk ass teenager. I didn't do scary movies. I didn't do scary books. I didn't even do the bathroom in the dark.
You did?
No. But don't tell us about it. What happened?
But that's what the book is about. It's like a man or a country manufactures a virus and it spreads and you have the government taking a stand of how to kill it. And that's what's going on right now. And it has hit Minnesota. It has hit the United States. And it has now 340 deaths that they're counting and counting. But they're
that's
saying
in China, though, right?
Going outside,
that's in China, but it, over here, there's I think there's like 30 known cases, I think, here in the United States. I want to say 30. But there's like maybe two or three in Minnesota. Yeah. So it ain't no joke. Like, this ain't nothing to play with. It's man-made. And, of course, the only person who has the cure for it is the manufacturing lab who made it in China.
But they trying to say that it didn't. Well, from what I've seen, I mean, what did you see that said it was manufactured? Because from what I've seen, they saying it could come, and here we go with that bat, with the vampire shit. They saying bats are known to have that virus, right? And bats are eaten by snakes. Now, bats and snakes are sold in China at meat markets. So they supposed to have narrowed it down to the meat market that the snake had been sold from that had it. So if I imagine if the snake had it, he must have got it from a bat, so on and so forth. But you say they manufactured it, though?
But where did they make their, what did they put their testing on, sir? On animals, right? So if I'm doing my testing on animals,
they're saying that it's natural for bats. They're supposed to be saying it's natural for bats. I could be wrong.
Come on.
I could be wrong.
Natural gives rabies. They give rabies. Bats give rabies. Bats don't give like that deadly virus.
Corvino virus.
Injected.
Turn people into vampires.
You know, so I just believe, you know, to me, I just believe it's something because it mimics so many other diseases and respiratory different things where now all of a sudden, here we go with this. Now, those things to me, manufactured, you can't tell me that they're not. I don't believe that they're
not.
And, you know, the majority of the testing is done in animals. And they kill the animals eat it, they eat their carcasses, and it spread. Absolutely.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you know how we can get into a question.
Hold on. What'd you guys say, Jazz?
Go ahead, Jazz.
The Simpsons did predict this.
I heard it was the measles. You said it was syphilis.
Listen, the Simpsons predicted this. This was on the Simpsons. I want
to
know.
Simpsons.
Yeah, the Simpsons produced. Yeah.
Well, shit, they predicted we was going to end up with Trump as president. They said he was going to die, though.
Everything that happened on the Simpsons end up happening in real life. That's all I want to know.
Yeah. Right.
Now, look.
So watch the Simpsons, and you will get your answer.
Look, I'm telling y'all. Okay, now look, y'all always know I'm the conspiracy theorist. I'm always trying to find a conspiracy theory. And it is. Now, if you notice, a lot of things in movies, they be all fake. They always end up coming true. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, what was it? I can't think right now, but it was like something with like hurricane, like that, and it just, there's a couple movies like that where it's like in the movie, and it's like they're trying to prepare up for something that's about to happen. So they put the movie out. Like, they had so many, the world was coming to an end before what was that thing everybody was scared about? The 2K, the whole world was going to reset.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the 2K? Everybody said, oh, this is going to crash, and oh, da da da. Here's another one. You know, they really, really trying to make zombies. You know they're really trying to make zombies, right? The living dead. They're trying to take dead tissue and bring it back to life. Do you know they got hover cars? Yes, I seen one. Do you know that they got, you know, like in Predator, how the Predator turn invisible? They really have that for military dudes. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, they be exposing things to you just so when you do find out, you can comprehend a little bit better. Instead of just freaking out like, oh, my God, they got that? No, okay. Remember it was in the movie? Oh, wow, they did that. You get what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm a conspiracy enthusiast. I'm always trying to find somebody and expose that ass. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if I come up missing, it was the last thing I was talking about.
You know what? Yeah, don't nobody want to take you. They'll send you back. They'll give you back.
That's messed up, dog.
They will give you
back. They'll give you back.
Don't we got some more music? Can I take over the show? Y'all need to go check out eatmonster.com because I don't need to take this bullshit right now.
Before we level up on some music.
You can find my music out. Huh?
find your music where, sir?
Emonster.com. You're a guest tonight. This is our show.
Oh, y'all doing a real takeover? Is that what type of bullshit
Absolutely.
This is? Y'all going to do it when I'm out
Absolutely.
The country, right? Okay.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What's up. Yep. That's Didn't what's up. Wait till I get
home,
though.
We're going to do it like this. We're going to come back after Level Up, and we're going to be having who's up and who's getting fat, and then we're going to introduce our topics, and then we're going to let E give us a little bit of his time right now. And where you at, sir?
Cancun.
All right. Here's Sierra. Level up.
Okay, remember what I told you. Be your own boss. Love yourself. Get up and dance. Level up.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Level up. 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 All this on me so yummy. All this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy. Yummy all in your tummy. Level up. 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 Level up.
The show Monsters Radio has been sponsored by Monster US Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Slave Management, and The Soul of Me Speaks. We thank you for your sponsorship, and we know that it is to help Monsters Radio stay on the air. I'm about to bring back the Monsters. Woo, there's E-Monster, and that's Miss Jazzy B. And we're going to get into our topics and who's bumping who, who's getting fat for tonight. On the chopping block, we have Shannon Doherty, and we have R. Kelly, Kodak Black, and our topics for tonight, if y'all don't know, you have to train your mind to be stronger than your emotions, or else you will lose yourself. Topic number two, Black Lives Matter. When Black Lives Matter to Black people, young and old, stop killing our legacy prematurely. Do you agree with that? And then our last, who's bumping who, who's getting fat? This one was hiding from y'all. Gervonta Davis arrest. That's an update from a couple weeks ago. We talked about him. So, who y'all want me to clown first? E-Monster, who you want me to clown first? You got yourself on mute? Then I'll choose. All right, I'm going to choose Shannon Doherty. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to choose. Since you got yourself on mute, you know, thank you. Thank you, sir. I'm just saying.
My bad.
Uh-huh. So Shannon Doherty, she said, I'm dying of stage 4 cancer. That's so sad. Shannon Doherty, if y'all don't know, she is from 90210, is battling the cancer, and it's returned and is more aggressive than ever. The former 90210 star Tuesday says she's being diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. She revealed that cancer came back after former co-star Luke Perry's death and has kept it private until now. She's revealed her diagnosis and her condition was going to be public this week as part of a lawsuit against State Farm over unpaid claims following damage to her house caused by last year's fires. She said, I'd rather hear it from me. I don't want it to be twisted as a court document. I want to be real and authentic. I want to control the narrative. I want people to know me for me. She said she's only been diagnosed since 2015 with breast cancer, and she went into remission. Now it's back. So, Shannon, our hearts go out to you. What you got to say?
I never really watched the show too much, but anytime somebody's dealing with an illness is a tragedy. You know, especially when you're dealing with things like cancer, things like that, you know what I mean? Because to me, it's really hard on you and your family, you know what I mean? Because they're basically watching you pass. You did? So, yeah, anytime something like that's just a tragedy. It's just sad all around. Did they say what type of cancer that she had? Like, where she got it from?
Breast cancer. It didn't say where, but they said breast cancer. And so, you know, that kind of spreads after a certain, you know, time. Because they catch it and then it can spread to the other one. Stage 4, that means it's real serious. So the interesting thing is, you know, that's the aggressive, you know, so once it goes away, it comes back. And once it comes back, it kind of begins to spread all over your body. Sometimes the surgery makes it worse, and then other times it doesn't. So that cancer, boy, it's unpredictable. So you never know when or how you can control it. So that's the sad part when it comes to cancer.
Right. So, hey, on that note, ladies, make sure y'all go get your, I don't know what it's called, but go get your breast
mammogram.
Mammogram. I call it a breast rub. Go get your breast rub. And fellas, get your nuts tucked. Get it. You know, because these are things that we should be testing for when we go to the doctor, period, especially if you're older in life. You've got to go get them physicals, people. Like we said, you don't want to be like somebody where, you know, your family got to watch you be ill and go down spiral. You know what I mean? It's just not a good feeling. So we really need to be checking up on stuff. I'm not going to lie. I was scared to go get me a physical probably about 60 days ago, but I went and got it because I know I needed it. You know, I haven't really been to a doctor in I don't know how long, but I had to go. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know if something was going on with me. Luckily, I only have, like, you know, I think they said high cholesterol, and she's going to say, I need to exercise. Like, what kind of shit is that? Do I look chubby? You know, I need to exercise for real. I look like I'm in shape. I don't care what you see. Okay, I look like a buff mosquito, but I don't look chunky. Well, I need to exercise.
You know, how did you feel, though? Like, was you in fear? You know, because, you know, we go through a lot when we have to go to the doctor because I don't think we want to hear what they may say or
anxiety.
There may be a diagnosis. We're not trying. So your anxiety. How did you calm your anxiety down so that men would know how to go to the doctors and get a physical? How did you deal with your anxiety? Try not to move off topic, but, you know, it's a topic that needs to be talked about because, you know, we've been talking about mental health, you know, this year. So how did you deal with your anxiety just to say, let me go? Was there something?
In reality, I mean, I had to just man up, but I had to man up with advice from my friends. You know what I mean? The people around me was like, bruh, you need to go get a, you need to get checked. I'm like, I got this problem. I got, bruh, when's the last time you've been to the doctor, bruh? You need to go get checked, or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, I just had to man up on my anxiety. It sounds easy, but sometimes you can take a friend in there. You know what I mean? Get somebody to go with you. Especially if you're a guy, you're going to find some lady around you that is sensitive to your needs or your feelings as a friend that will go with you. You can ask your girl to go with you. It's just a physical. That's all you're doing. You're going in there. She might have to sit in the lobby. You can let her in the room with you if you want, whatever, whatever. But all they're going to do is, you know, just test you a little bit, touch you here, touch you there, listen to your lungs, do maybe a blood, some blood work. Other than that, you know, as long as you seem all right, and, you know, they, it's almost like, remember when they used to do the thing on your knee?
Yeah.
They still do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
See if your reflexes work. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's not nothing serious. It's not like they take you in there and hold you down and do all kinds of funky shit to you. No, no, it's not that type of wrestling match. No, you just go in there, you know what I mean, talk, you know, and you can even tell the people, like, I tell people all the time, like, especially when I go, like, the dentist or something, look, I'm scared to be here. And then they kind of take it easy with you a little bit. You know what I mean? And make you feel comfortable, but you got to let them know. If you don't say nothing, they don't know. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'd be like a big-ass toddler in that mode. I'm for real. I'd be like a big I need help. Will somebody hold my hand? So, you know, all you got to do is ask somebody. And usually somebody will either go with you or assist you and make it a little bit easier. But you got to man up at some point. It's almost like, if somebody's about to break into your house and he keep kicking on your door, at some point you got to man up and meet him. You can't let him just come through that door. You got to meet him. At some point you got to man up. It's the same scenario, but it's for your health. And I'm going to leave it at that.
So talking about man up, Kodak Black, 46 months in prison is too long. I got screwed at sentencing. Kodak Black is pushing for a lighter prison sentence because he thinks the judge unfairly threw the book at him. The rapper's attorney tells TMZ they'll be filing legal docs soon, appealing the 46 months he got in federal gun case. They're looking to get several months cut off, and here's why. Cohen says Kodak shouldn't have been classified as a prior convicted felon at sentencing. He says Kodak previous guilty pleas didn't result in convictions because under those deals there was no convictions on his record, provided he met all the terms. It is it's a technicality, but nonetheless, Kodak believes that there was an error opening the door for a harsher sentence. You know, they broke the story, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, about him being in prison in Kentucky and slated to be free in August 14, 2020. In his appeal, though, his team believes he could be out no later than 2021. Of course, this is all under assumptions. Kodak can still stay behind bars, which is easy to do for our African-American men because they have to prove that they have to prove that they can't put both of those together.
Well, you want to touch on that first, David?
Jazzy's not on yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I see it like this. Don't get me twisted. The system is corrupted when it comes to minorities. It is. I mean, even if you live in a trailer park, you understand what I'm talking about, player. Get it? In time, y'all can't be caught up doing bullshit and then claim and then try to come off and be like, oh, they're doing me wrong. You shouldn't have been out there doing that bullshit in the first place. Now, I don't know what happened with Kodak Black. I don't know, I don't know nothing about this story. But there's so many times people be talking about, oh, the police beat me up. Well, he caught you breaking in somebody's house. Come on, man. What did you do?
Right.
You fucked up, didn't
right.
you? Sit your ass down and collect and save your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to say. Like, a lot of men nowadays would be, you fucked up, dog. Handle that shit. They can't, They want to be tough. It is. But when it's time to go in and do that, now you want to – it is what it is. I ain't going to say too much because Karma's a motherfucker. Next, you know, it'll be me next week. Oh, God. But you get what I'm saying.
I do. Because you know what? It's like this. I always tell the kids when they come to me and they're talking about what somebody did or what they didn't do, I said, is your hands clean or are your hands dirty? And they be like, what? I said, is your hands clean or are they dirty? They like, what you mean by that? I said, did you do anything? And they're like, yeah, I said this, I said that. I said, well, your hands are dirty. I said, so dirty plus dirty equals dirty. So how you want me to tell you that she's wrong or she's right when your hands wasn't clean? Now, I can see if you was just sitting there and you didn't do nothing and she picking on you. That's a different thing. But that's not the case.
No.
You sitting there, you know, doing stuff you're not supposed to. So I don't even want to hear it. So I'm like, no, sir. No, ma'am. Get out my face. Like, seriously. Take that somewhere else. So I think that's how I feel about Kodak. You knew you had a following, and you went in the court with dirty hands. They looked at the convictions. If you would have just stopped, you wouldn't have had that one, especially down south in Kentucky. They don't care. They look at all priors. Whatever priors you have prior to now, we going to use it. That's why I tell the kids, whatever priors you have, fire as your behavior, the next place you go to, the next high school, they going to use it. After high school, college is going to use it. So I'm like, if you need to just clean your slate, because if not, you're always going to be looked at. Your character is always going to be judged. So I don't think that, you know, unless Jesus comes and help him, and they do a lot of praying, that conviction sentence is probably going to stay. They possibly can mock off 1 or 2 months for good behavior, but I don't see it resulting in anything more than that.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good luck, little Black Bear. I mean, Kodak Black.
Right. So, R. Kelly's ex-girlfriend, Azarel, going all in on advocacy, music, and efforts to help others. So, ex-girlfriend, Miss Clary, already has the wheels in motion to not only help herself heal, but to do the same for others. And her plan includes multimedia and advocacy. TMZ have learned that the next step for Miss Clary plans to take as she recovers from what she claims was a dysfunctional, abusive relationship with R. Kelly. And one of the first things she wants to dive into includes working with nonprofit organizations that help protect young people. The organization is called Teen Truth, and we're told it's ran by her dad. It's aimed to educate minors and their families about the types of abuse, what the abuses are, and how to escape it in the beginning once you notice it. Our sources say that Miss Clary finds she's near and dear to her heart, so she wants to take it up full force. If that's not enough, she wants to focus on her efforts of starting music, working with women of color. She plans on starting her own foundation dedicated to helping abused women take control of their lives. She's speaking on reclaiming her independence and aspirations. Before she met R. Kelly, she wanted to become a recording artist, and sources say she's getting back into that direction. In fact, we're told she has a YouTube series. It's called Pipelined. On the Run with Miss Carrie will infuse her music career and her philanthropic efforts in one project. Azarel is already working with the feds in their case against R. Kelly, this despite death threats. She's also been doing interviews lately, and we're seeing she's getting therapy and getting help for her trauma, her past, and looks like down the road she's going to be speaking on truth, speaking up how to take back your lives and survive R. Kelly and abuse.
Well, it sounds like she's, you know what I mean, trying to turn a negative into a positive. Be nice to get her on the show and see what it's all about. You know what I mean? It sounds like a good thing. I really don't know who. Is that the lady that was married to R. Kelly?
I don't think she was married. That was the one that the girlfriend beat her up, and so she finally left.
Oh, this is okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know much about the story right now on that R. Kelly, that whole thing. I'll be honest, this is just so damn disgusting. I just stopped watching it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's like, I don't know what they're trying to expose. But, yeah, it's just so disgusting. I just stopped watching the shit altogether.
Yeah, I always say, you know, whatever helps you helps others, keep them from doing it. So if it's a teaching tool, learning tool, go with it. Because a lot of people are, you know, going through abuse. Like I said, I'm doing an update on Mr. Davis, arrested for domestic violence. They have his video viral now. So he was the, he was the welterweight champion. He was the boxer. And he roughed up, he roughed up his girlfriend in Florida. And they said he was facing one count of battery. As reported on the video, you will see him grabbing and ripping his ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child, out of the seat during a heated altercation at the game. The argument continued backstage. Cops says as a result of ongoing investigation, being notified through social media, here we go, we'll watch what you post, was observed battering his former girlfriend with a sick, who has a sick child together. Davis surrendered himself to Coral Gables police detectives assigned to the case. And he Davis puts out a statement over the weekend denying striking the woman. I never hit her, but on the video, you see her snatching her up and jacking her up. So if you know that's the first time, it's not the only time.
Right, right. Especially if he's doing it out in public like that, he's just, I'm not going to say it like that, but it sounds like somebody's comfortable.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah, sounds like somebody's comfortable. Yeah. But yeah, but that's a horrible story. But again, I mean, like I said, when it comes to athletes and people like that, especially when you play aggressive sports, they need therapy through the whole damn thing. Like part of their whole contract should be like, yeah, I get this much money and I get this much therapy to be able to control my emotions and my anger.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're a boxer, every time something goes wrong or against you, what do? You buckle up.
Yep, you so do.
You know,
and
man,
you buckle
if
up.
Nobody's
on
teaching
the
you how to channel your anger. Yeah, if nobody's teaching you how to channel your anger, it'll just explode no matter where. It almost happened to me today, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah, so that goes for the topic of tonight, and then I'm going to play Doja Cat Juicy. You have to train your mind to be stronger than your emotions, or else you will lose yourself every time. Do you agree with that? Don't you agree with that? Ask yourself that as we come back from this music break. Doja Cat, y'all know I'm nasty. This is my song,
hey.
Juicy.
Hey. And Juicy.
We match all about my racks, hella cheese. I don't fuck with rats. Big crib and Holly. Hollywood, I don't even act. Come relax, let a nigga tap. What you wanna act? Take a low with the pop, wipe the pain away. Juicy and it's tighter than a virgin like Madonna said. I love when you give in, I love when you don't. Hit me with the threesome and sometimes you won't. You told me don't fuck with no bitches, you know. Nah, you got it, yeah, you got it, baby. Bust it on the floor.
I keep it juicy, juicy. I eat that lunch. She keep that booty booty, yeah. She keep that pump, yeah. That nice and beauty beauty, yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we tell you see it from the back, 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 juicy, back, back, yeah. And in the night, he see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running like it's on. He need that, need to run beneath the thighs. He that, eat that up and in the night. He see that in the dark and in the right. He keep that, keep it running. I eat that lunch, yeah. She keep that booty booty. She keep that plump, yeah, yeah. That makes a beauty beauty, yeah, yeah. If you could see it from the front, we tell you see it from the back, back, back.
Yeah, that's Doja Cat and Tyga Juicy. Remember, you guys can call in and take over the show, 563-999-3411. We welcome you to just call in and take over the show. Brand yourself tonight for free, the only place on the radio where you could take over the show. So, DJ
Iman.
Don't
get to that show, man. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I jumped off. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, take over. Take over. I was just going to say, take over the show. DJ E Monster, who we sponsored by.
So, me speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable E.K. You can go to MonstarsRadio.com. Go to the Monstars crew page. That's right. We got a crew page where you can connect with us each individually. And you can find the book link up there. You can connect with Jazzy B. You can connect with me. You can connect with everybody. Also, today's show has been brought to you by Picasso Painting. You need interior, exterior needs. I got you. I'm just going to put it like that. Elite Sway Management. We do agent work for artists. We're not really doing management right now, but we're doing agent work for artists right now. And Monster US Apparel. There we go.
All right. That's what's up. So hit us up. So, Mr. DJ E Monster, who's in Mexico, and I'm totally jealous. So do you agree or disagree with this topic? You have to train your mind to be stronger than your emotions, or else you will lose yourself every time.
Yeah, I say that all the time. I say that's the biggest or I should say one of the biggest thing us as men today, the problem we have. I don't know if it's from men that's not being raised by daddies or whatever, or not proper fathers or whatever, but yes, that's the main thing. A lot of people out in public, they cannot control their emotions. Just because somebody say something sour to you don't mean you got to jump in that ass.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't. That's how the police be on you. Now you locked up because why? You was in your emotions. Look, bruh, like, I remember back in the day, it used to be where somebody was trying to do some wild shit, everybody be like, look, go on, bro. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. You know what I mean? Be like, bro, ain't nobody trying to fight with you. Go on somewhere. Take your evil ass somewhere else. Don't come around here with that. But now everybody talking about, oh, nigga, come around here. I'm going to let him have it. Ain't nothing wrong with that, but at the end of the day, what happens? You end up in jail, or they end up in jail, one of y'all end up killing each other, or somebody's in a wheelchair, or some other shit. So, yeah, all because you can't control your emotions. And even if you the punk-ass motherfucker talking sour to somebody just for some stupid shit, control your emotions. You probably need therapy anyway. But, yeah, I believe that strongly. You know, I believe that strongly. It's something I had to work on as a young man. You know what I mean? I'd be quick to pop off. Wait, what'd you say? You know what I mean? Like, here's an example. Like, I mean, don't get me twisted. I'm no saint. But like in my younger day, in my younger days, shit, let somebody that's not from around my neighborhood say Nigeria too fast, I'm gonna jump in that ass. It is nowadays. I go, you know what? You're gonna have to say something a little more intelligent than that to knock me off my rocker, because you're not gonna break me down and change my whole emotion over some word because you're trying to, you know what I mean? Upset me. No, you're gonna have to do something bigger than that, Pimpin. I'm just saying.
True.
So
you were saying
I know it's
that
not something...
You were saying that you had an issue today. What happened today?
Man, okay. And you know what? I'm going to tell you about my stories every day. We ain't got much time on this episode left, but I'm going to tell you, like, okay, this is what happened to me today. I bought, if anybody knows, I love Cuba. I want to go to Cuba one day. I don't know what it is, but I just love the whole idea of going to Cuba. So down here, they got Cuban cigars. You know me, I'm going to pretend like I'm in Cuba. I'm going to get me a cigar. You dig? So I get me a cigar. I get these little thin ones. You know what I mean? They had what it was. It was a variety pack. It had like a cognac. It had like a vanilla. It had some other ones, some real authentic Cuban tobaccos. And, you know, and that's why I got it. So I got them. And they're not real thick. They're thin ones, right? So this other dude, we're about to get back on the yacht. And this dude comes up to me, and he's like, you want to buy some Cuban cigars, right? And I'm like, no, I already got some. So he had the big, super thick ones, right? And he going to say to me, you know the ones you got right there? Them is for women. These are the ones that are for men.
Oh. Okay.
Perfect example. I control my emotions. I laughed his ass off. I said, you know what? I didn't say punk. I said, you know what? Now you're really not getting a sale. Keep it moving. You know he tried to get an attitude?
Absolutely.
What you think you was going to get? You going to test my manhood? You think you're going to be cute? You don't know me like that. Do you know me? You ever seen me before? Because I guarantee you, like I said, in my 20s, it'd be smack. Who is you talking to? And then the motherfucking Mexican police would have had me in jail somewhere, and I'd be talking about, no, man, he came at me funny. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes you got to be in control of your emotions. Because that was a moment for me right there. Especially even after he called the attitude, I almost turned around and cussed him out, like really, really hard. But again, control my emotions. And also, I was thinking, where am I at? You don't want to go to jail here. Number two, you don't want to be seen as that black guy down here.
Right.
You dig? Wigging out, blah, 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 blah. Somebody already called me Snoop Dogg down here. I'm just saying. I swear, man, I can't be drinking around white people. Yeah, on the yacht. I'll tell y'all about it some more tomorrow. Man, I got yacht stories for y'all. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to tell y'all the water story tonight. Y'all going to fall out when y'all hear about this water story. You know me and water, dog.
I do. So this is going to be hilarious to hear, because you had to train your mind not to fall out and not to think you was going to die. I'm just saying.
Let's put it like this.
So
I tried to go scuba diving.
Okay. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. And I, you know what? I agree with you when you say, you know, training your mind to be stronger than your emotions, because sometimes your emotions could not even be you know, thinking through them. It could be like a flashback of something that you had before or went on with you before. So you got to check your emotions, because you will lose. Like, because there's no winning when you're in your emotions, because you may say something that you can't take back. You may do something that you can't, you know, erase. And once you get out your emotions, because your emotions put you in this a different state, you know, anxiety, a depression, anger, and you can't take those words back. You know, you can't take those actions back. So be careful. They always say don't answer in your emotions. And then your emotions equals fear. So what are you fearing? Don't answer in fear. You know, you got to believe that, you know, when you stand in front of that situation, you can handle it. You can talk through it. But if you ain't trained your mind to get through the trials and tribulations and you still in the pain, then you're always going to respond in emotion. So, you know, I think it's good to know yourself every time you speak. And if you don't have anything nice to say, go back to what we learned back in the day. If you ain't got nothing to say, don't say nothing at all. If
right.
you can't
don't,
say it out of motion, don't say nothing at all.
Right, and don't
go
be
ahead.
Afraid to say, you know what, I need a moment. Don't
mm-hmm.
ever be afraid to say, you know what, I need a moment to get myself together. You know what I mean? It could be during a getting heated conversation, whatever. Where say, you know what, I ain't really trying to go there with you. I'm going to go step over here for a moment. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Man, just if somebody
because
does that to you, you just got to recognize they need a moment.
Right.
I'm not going to chase behind you and try to push my point. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Take your moment and come back
mm-hmm.
and talk to me. It is.
Well,
because
you
might
remember,
need a little time to relax, too.
It's not about you, though. See, when you think when it's not about you and you're giving that person that opportunity, that space, you can't go in the motion because you're so, – but if you're in your motion, you following behind that person, you talking, you still jarring, you still going at them.
Exactly.
But you got to learn when enough is enough, okay? And that's knowing your cutoff. So we are getting close to the end of the show, y'all. It was fun with Takeover Tuesday. DJ Monster took over from Mexico. So you got any final words for us while we here in the cold and in the sunshine?
Yeah, just check my page. I'm not down here where I can load things to the MonstarsRadio.com page or my eMonster page, but definitely stay low to my Snapchat, my Instagram, and my Facebook. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to do something where maybe I'll bring somebody something home, but I got to figure out something for y'all to earn it. I don't know if y'all got to share the link. I don't know. You got to maybe be the fifth person call in. I don't know, but if we going to find out something, maybe I'll bring somebody something back. But y'all got to do something strange for this little extra change. I'm just saying, I ain't giving you nothing for free.
All right.
So,
well, remember, we got Wet, Wet Wednesday tomorrow. Take a Karma Cafe on Thursday and Friday Night Live on Friday. And remember, Black Lives Matter. When Black Lives Matter to Black people and when lives matter to everyone, we'll stop killing our legacies all prematurely. Have a good night. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Check my Facebook later. I'm about to go down and get me some food and go down to the bar. I'll be live in about an hour. Holla at me. eMonster on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Good night, y'all. Bye. Monsters Radio.